Blog Talk Radio.
Terminal Terminal fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon, final Sunday of October. Some show notes for you as we get started. Prime time wrestling happening tonight in Kentucky. We have NWA Blue Collar Wrestling in North Portland at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, Oregon. And we have SAW in Spokane, Washington today, featuring the Hollywood Shiners. Oh, QT, sounds like a few good shows out there. Some wrestling as we wrap up Sundays in October.
Yes, Sunday. And we will have on soon a wrestler out of Blue Collar Wrestling that typifies, or maybe the better word is personifies, Halloween. I'm looking forward and my existential questions that I will ask with a wrestler known as Darkness.
You're not going to be too afraid of Darkness? You're not going to run out the door so fast there's a QT Volk-sized hole in it? Because I've heard rumors of such.
Are we talking about like leaving a vapor trail like the SST did on, or, I mean the Concorde did, on its flight from London to New York back in the 80s?
Yes.
My answer is no.
All right.
No. Yes. I will go into the interview with Darkness much the same as, say, like, an E6 in the Coast Guard being advanced to E7 and being assigned in a float unit, which is very arduous. Yes.
So what you're saying is an error for the shortstop as well as an error for the left fielder would be arduous.
I'm not sure exactly, Sangai, what baseball has to do with a Coast Guard. But, you know, when you turn from E6 to E7, you're kind of getting up there in rank, and you go to a new unit, and they hit you with all kinds of collateral duties. It's kind of like, let's say, you were Brie Bella, and they assigned you to face the Undertaker and the Hell in the Cell.
So what you're saying is when you say E6 and E7, you don't mean the baseball statistic of error for shortstop and error for the left fielder. You were talking about the military rank.
Oh, yes, the military, yes. That's what I was talking about, yes. Although errors can be committed in the Coast Guard and the military, and I've seen some doozies, and they can also be committed in baseball. Speaking of which, is it true, Sangai, that the Toronto Blue Jays, which also have a link to wrestling, that I will later explain, have they advanced to the World Series?
Toronto what Blue happened Jays. To Kansas City?
Oh, okay. Kansas City advanced? Oh, okay. That's very good.
Yeah, they won the game, so that means they advance.
Now, did they sweep the Cubs? That's my question.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, who swept the Cubs?
The New York.
Oh, all right. See, I'm operating on a slight lack of sleep. I've been commuting between Vancouver and Tacoma. Yes.
Now, have you also taken a swing into Victoria, British Columbia?
Oh, boy, Victoria. Now, that's one place I'd really like to visit. Have they had any recent wrestling events in Victoria?
Actually, there have been a few in Victoria in the last several months.
Well, Sangai, I think you could probably now take a ferry from Seattle to Vancouver. And I recently saw that you posted a sign of the times Dimitri on a Ferry edition. That was huge. That probably is ranked number 9 on my all-time favorite Sign of the Times. I call Dimitri a Life Preserver edition.
That would be the D Overboard edition. That took place a few months ago, but I remember that one very well.
Oh, okay. Now, Sign Guy, we were supposed to have on a wrestler called Mr. Roughneck. I'm not sure he's going to show today. Is there any chance that we can schedule him for a couple months down the road?
We can try, but I have a surprise guest for everyone, so I am going to now attempt to get him on the show. I'm going to make that call. Second time in 2 shows, we have called the guest. That's not a too often occurring thing.
Yes, I hope you have a nice sprint calling card plan. Yes, that gives you additional minutes. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, sprint. Let's see what this gives us. Here we go as we make the call. Answered. I'm going to try again.
Second time is usually the charm.
Thanks for calling Zane Paisley. Please leave your name and number and I will get back to you.
Wow. Wow.
Hello, this is Zane.
Zane Paisley, it's Sign Guy and QT with you here on Turnbuckle Turmoil. We tried you again, as you instructed in your voicemail, and here you are. We're happy to have you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, you have been a busy man as of late, spreading your ring-announcing wings. You've hit several companies now, including... last week, I believe, it was your first time with a particular company, although you made your return to the town. Can you tell us about what went down last week?
Yes, I had the honor and the privilege of ring announcing for a new promotion called Phoenix Pro Wrestling. They ran down in Freetown, Indiana, and it was an exciting night of action. I had actually discussed earlier in the day with Rip Rogers. He had said that John Cena had gotten one of his first matches for OVW in Freetown, and he even went and helped set up the ring. They made him set up the ring and everything there in Freetown. So it's exciting to bring wrestling back to Freetown, Indiana.
Do you run into fans that might be a bit confused? And they're expected to be let in without paying the ticket price.
I'm not the one taking money at the gate, so I'm not sure. I know that when I bought a sandwich there in Freetown, I had to pay for it. That was rather unexpected. I thought everything would be on the house, so I was a little disappointed by that. But the sandwich was worth the $3 or $4 that I paid for it.
Now, we heard a story of this sandwich on one of your previous visits to the show. It was the only food in town. Does that make it taste just a little bit better, knowing that there are no other options?
Yeah, we pulled up, and we were told that the next closest restaurant where you could get hot food would be half an hour in either direction, so... once I got that sandwich, it tasted pretty darn good. They give you several choices of cheese. I went with the pepper jack on sourdough turkey sandwich, and it was darn tasty.
Did you have a nice adult beverage to go with the sandwich as a complimentary addition to the meal?
I did not bring my own, and I don't believe that the one store in Freetown had a liquor license, so no, I had a cherry Pepsi, a wild cherry Pepsi, with the sandwich and some sort of chips, potato chips to be exact.
Very interesting. Now, this Phoenix Pro Wrestling, also a bit misleading. One would think it would be taking place in Arizona, perhaps, but it is not. It is right there in the state of Indiana. Can you tell the people a little bit about Phoenix Pro Wrestling and the Phoenix name? Where does that come from?
Well, there was another promotion that had run in Freetown, and they no longer ran there. So one of the guys that had helped out at that other promotion decided that he wanted to start his own promotion there, and he was like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4.
Wow, that was weird. Now we've lost Zane.
Oh, come on.
I will attempt to call him.
Your second time proved to be a charm. Just kind of call him again. Yes.
I hope so, because I was enjoying his story.
So, yes, we...
I believe... Hopefully we get him here.
Hello.
That was weird, Jane, because your voicemail just took over as if it had a mind of its own. It was like the episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation where the holodeck took over the entire ship.
Yes, that is exactly what I was thinking.
It was probably a demon.
Well, you were telling us that this new promotion rose from the ashes like a phoenix.
Yes. Yes, and they had hooked up with a gentleman that had been promoting in Illinois, and so he was able to bring a ring truck over and some great workers from Illinois that had worked for him the previous evening, and so it was a fun show, and we had a good time.
Well, that sounds very delightful. I'm sure the fans enjoyed the brand new promotion. Am I correct?
Yes, yes. And I was even signing autographs that evening, so that was great.
Was this your first signing of an autograph so far?
No, I had done a few for Intense Championship Wrestling in Marion, Indiana. So this was not the first time, but it was one of the first in my career.
Can you take us back to Marion and describe exactly what you were thinking the first time a fan requested your signature?
Well, actually, I'd been ring announcing there for several months, and they do have quite a few stars in their roster, and then they bring in some outside names occasionally. But I'm usually out there directing things at the intermission. And so it actually had taken, you know, they had to warm up to me a little bit before anybody had asked for my autograph. So they did not, they were accepting of me, but they weren't seeking my signature right away. So it took them a few months to maybe they were all intimidating by my good looks and charm. But it took them a little while to ask for my signature.
Sometimes it takes a while for a ring announcer to really get the fans' trust, because the ring announcer, as I always say, is the face of the company. A lot of times they base everything that happens on a show and put that on the ring announcer, rightly or wrongly, because that is who they see kind of giving them their information and directing traffic on a show. So I think fans pretty much always skeptical of a new ring announcer, because they're seeing him and they're judging him not only on his performance as a ring announcer, but they're also putting a lot of the things that happen on the show on the ring announcer, because they oftentimes see the ring announcer as sort of a authority figure. Would you concur with this?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I do get very anxious when it gets time to start the show. So if we've advertised a 7 p.m. bell time and it's 6:58 and I don't see any of the performers around to get ready to come out the entranceway, that sort of thing, I do get a little anxious, and I want to get this show rolling from the start and get it on time because, you know, there's regular time and there's independent wrestling time. So if it says bell time at 7 and we're just starting to get going at 7:30, I don't like that. I'm still in the fan mode where I expect them to do things on time. And so, yeah, if things do run late, or like on Friday night, we did I was at WCWO, Wild Championship Wrestling Outlaws, and the owner, the Dangerous Bull Don Basher, had instructed me that we were doing a costume contest for kids that night to win free tickets for the next week. So I had all the kids in costume coming up there, and the referee in the ring, Daniel Davidson, had not Danny Davis, but Daniel Davidson was the judge of the applause for the kids. And there were two kids dressed as Fred and Daphne from Scooby-Doo. Well, Fred was one of the winners, but Daphne was not. And Miss Daphne came up to me and said, you know, we're part of a team. I should get a free ticket too. And I was just like, I'm sorry. Go talk to that man. I pointed out Don Basher. So he was the kind-hearted soul that he is. He did give her a free ticket as well. But, you know, she definitely looked at me as an authority figure, which I had, you know, I could have gone up and bought her a $9 ticket for the next week, but luckily I didn't have to.
Now, you've been with WCWO for a short time so far. Let me ask you this. Has Don Basher told you the very infamous breadstick story between he and Madman Pondo?
Well, let me preface my answer with this. Even though it's only been a few months that I've been working with WCWO, because they run every single Friday night, I feel like I've got a long tenure with them, just because it's week after week. It's not a once-a-month show like many of the other promotions. I have not talked to Don Basher about that, because I did talk to Madman Pondo on the Undisputed Wrestling show when I had mentioned that I was from Peru, Indiana, and I had seen him at the circus building. Pondo told me the Little Caesars breadstick incident with Don Basher. Very funny story.
It's a classic. It's been going around the independent wrestling locker rooms in Indiana, possibly bordering states, for 25 years.
I don't think it's been quite that long, because I think I was at that show. So it was, I graduated in 96, so maybe right around 20 years.
Well, if Rex Sharp was here, he would say that's the same as 25 years, because he has a very big problem with time perception.
Yeah, he would, you know, whatever happened at the last NXT takeover happened 25 years ago to him.
Exactly. Now, since you've been with WCWO for a while now, and they're located, as I recall, at 1151 South Kentucky Avenue in Indianapolis, which may or may not be the only address I can remember after significant brain trauma, have you been invited into or had reason to go into Don Basher's office?
You are correct. It is at 1151 South Kentucky Avenue in beautiful Indianapolis, Indiana. It's located pretty close to Interstate 70. So anybody in the surrounding states, it's very easy to drive. I have been in the office occasionally. I was also told that it was a VIP room. The main thing that I'm ever in the office for is to grab the microphone.
Mr. Basher has recently invested in wireless mics, so they are kept in the in his office or the VIP room.
It took me years to get into that room. I sacrificed an ankle.
I'm sorry. Maybe he likes me more than you. I don't know if he actually knows my name yet, but he likes what I do in the ring, and as far as being able to announce everybody, and he actually entrusted me, since he did invest in new wireless microphones. There's two of them, so I asked him, you know, should I hold on to one and keep one in my pocket in case one of the wrestlers needs to talk on it? And he said, no, you hold on to that one. You don't give it to anybody. If they want to talk, they can talk on the drop mic, you know, the mic in the middle of the ring that drops down. I said, sure. And at the meeting, he said to everybody, don't touch the mic. Only Zane gets, well, he said only he gets the mic, because I'm not sure if he knows my name yet. After the main event, this past week, it was TJ Kemp versus Hillbilly Jed, and TJ wanted to talk on the microphone after the match, and Jed was in the ring, so it worked very well for him to go back into the ring. So I held the mic for him, and he talked into the microphone, and then Jed signaled me over, so I started to hold the mic up to him, and he snatched it out of my hands, breaking the rule. But, you know, what was I supposed to do? Hillbilly Jed is 383 pounds from the hills of Kentucky. There's no way that I'm going to be able to keep the microphone out of his hands.
You're saying you didn't immediately fireman carry Jed and take him down?
I did not. I've been practicing my cross-faced chicken wing, but I didn't want to knock the microphone out of his hand to apply that, so I just let him have the microphone.
Wow. Mr. Billy Jed had probably planned that for hours.
Probably.
Now, you say that you don't think that Mr. Basher knows your name. Is there a pool going around that locker room as to when he might learn your name? Because I want in on that action. I'll put whatever the entry fee is on 1 year, 6 months, and 3 weeks.
I hope by then he might know. And I'm not one to go into the ring and announce myself, because then, you know, I'm the ring announcer. I put the focus onto the men and women that are putting their lives on the line. So I don't need to get myself over. But a lot of the fans know who I am through Facebook and social media. So I don't think that Don Basher looks at social media very often.
Maybe a little more often than you would think. I'll just put that out there.
Okay.
Now, WCWO has seen a few injuries over the years. Brian Class had a broken arm. Skip Radisson had a severely broken leg, which almost cost him his life. I had a bit of an incident with my ankle. What's the scariest incident you've witnessed so far, be it at WCWO or elsewhere?
I've been pretty lucky so far, where I've seen some guys take some pretty bad bumps and maybe had a concussion, which I take very seriously. But I've not had to escort anyone from the ring or dial 911 on my phone or anything. So I've been lucky in that regard, that I haven't been in any situations where someone's been seriously hurt.
Now, from my experiences in Oregon, always confirm before dialing 911.
Yes. Has that happened to you, where you've tried to seek medical assistance for someone and it's not been necessary?
Reverse that, and that's pretty accurate.
Okay.
Yeah, some people get a little anxious when they're sitting there ready to dial 911.
Mm-hmm. Well, luckily with at WCWO especially, we usually have some firemen in the building to watch the show. So we've got someone there that if we need a emergency medical treatment, we've got some first responders on the in the audience. So that's been a great help.
Where were they when I broke my ankle?
Maybe they were tending to a fire. I'm not sure.
I get, well, you know, firemen apparently don't like me too well because they've done some horrific things to me. Oh, you know,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Maybe they just ignored it.
Maybe.
They just said, hey, that guy with his ankle dangling backwards, he's fine. Let's just go grab a sandwich.
Or maybe they were across the street at John's Famous Stew.
That could be. Toby Lee was a bit worried. Yeah, Toby Lee
was
concerned.
Well, that's good. He's a good guy, and I'm always happy when I'm able to be in the ring for a short, brief time with him.
Absolutely. Toby Lee, a very, very fine official. Now, there's been something new for you in the last few weeks. There's been kind of a overhaul over at the Undisputed Wrestling Show. You've picked up a couple of new hosts, Q-Ball Carmichael and Drew Skills, now permanent co-host. How are things going with the new look of the Undisputed Wrestling Show?
Well, let me start off by saying that Rick Craig is the founder of the Undisputed Wrestling Show. He and I were the first two hosts on the show, and we were lucky enough to invite the NWA Continental Champion, Will Huckabee, onto the show as a permanent co-host with us. And he's had some changes in his life where he's only able to be on there in the second hour. So that was a great time to invite one of our favorite guest hosts. If there's somebody that had to be absent for a week, we would call up Mr. Drew Skills, who is the Heroes and Legends champion for the past 1,000-plus days. And so he's a great guy to have on the program with us. And Rick Craig he's tending to some family issues, and he has taken a very active role as the executive producer for the program. So he helps us out tremendously by helping with the guests and giving us topic discussions, that sort of thing. But he is no longer able to be on the air with us. So he had recruited one of my favorite guests that we've had in the past, and just a wealth of information in the pro wrestling business. He's worked for every major organization, and he's trained a bunch of great guys. Q-Ball Carmichael was able to join us as a permanent host, and it's been a lot of fun with Drew and Q-Ball and Will and I. So it's been a lot of fun.
As I recall things, Q-Ball Carmichael's first night as permanent co-host, he was putting over this very program the time he was on here with Cameron Starr interviewing him.
Yes, he's a big fan of Cameron Starr, so as am I. I can't wait to see her on November 1st at NWA Circle City Wrestling, where she'll be, not sure who she's taking on that night, but she's a fixture there. And then I believe on Thanksgiving night, she's scheduled to have a match against former WWE superstar Chyna. So, great things going forward for Miss Cameron Starr.
Absolutely, and I would like to point out I am 1-1 versus her. 1-1.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Now, things didn't go quite so smooth for me in Indianapolis there at the Outlaw Arena, but I defeated her in Columbus. Now, just as a side note, if she ever throws a forearm at you, you might want to have your life insurance paid in full.
Okay. I try to be as friendly and as nice to her as possible because she is a tough competitor in the ring, and I wouldn't want to meet her outside the ring either.
Sometimes being friendly doesn't work. Sometimes she just throws those forearms.
Oh, that's too bad. She's rough.
Indeed. Now, speaking as you were of the NWA Circle City show next week, scheduled to compete in one of the main events that evening, our very own NWA Pacific Northwest Heavyweight Champion, Bad Blood. He'll be making his Indianapolis debut that night. Have you been scouting out Bad Blood?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing him work in the ring and meeting him. I follow him on the Facebook, and so I'm very much looking forward to seeing him. I love that with the new correlation with the National Wrestling Alliance that we are able to bring in some top competitors from NWA affiliates from around the country. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Now, you got to keep your distance with Bad Blood, because if you get too close, he will super kick you just at random.
Okay, thank you so much for that tip, because I do not want to get super kicked by anybody, especially Bad Blood.
Now, you get within, say, 5 feet of him, he's just like, oh, he went super kicked, and just bam.
Do you know who he's wrestling that night?
I believe he is facing Eric Andrews, who is also out of the area, coming in as an NWA champion from a different organization. So,
isn't he the former national champion of the NWA, maybe?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him as well. I believe that night, Drew Skills, my co-host, my buddy, my friend, my sometimes guy I'm super scared of, he's going to be taking on former NWA World Heavyweight Champion Rob Conway, Iron Man Rob Conway. So it should be a great night of action.
Yes. Now, here's a bit of trivia for you can impress Drew Skills with. Rob Conway and I, both members of the Hoosier Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Oh, very nice.
Myself, class of 13, Rob Conway, class of 14.
Wow, you got in before Rob Conway. That's impressive.
I am a high roller, and we dominated that company for 13 years. Not that Rob Conway wasn't around. Absolutely. Now, speaking of the NWA, there are now two affiliates of the NWA in the state of Indiana, one in Madison, Indiana, one in Indianapolis. Do you think that's going to lure even more names to the Indiana region, because there are two affiliates, one that runs weekly on Friday, one that runs weekly, or not weekly, but runs generally on Sunday?
Yeah, that would be great if some NWA affiliate members would be able to send up their best talent to work on Friday down in Madison, and then maybe hit another show on a Saturday somewhere else, and then be able to end up in Indianapolis on a Sunday. That would be great. I'm not that familiar with the Madison promotion. I do know that they're bringing in Tommy Rich, I believe, soon to work at an event. I'm not sure if he's actually going to be in the ring or just signing autographs. But, yeah, anything that can bring better talent to Indiana to work with our amazing talent, get more eyeballs on the product, and get some new fans out there. Sounds great.
I would like to point out, if I had not lost to Tommy Rich, I would have defeated him.
That is true.
Well, at this point, QT is standing by. I know QT has some questions for you, so Fez, help you as I pass things to QT.
Well, thank you, Sunday. Hello, Zane.
Hello, QT. How are you this fine day?
Oh, I'm young and handsome. I never get tired of saying that, yes.
Yeah, I can't wait for tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Because I get better looking
tomorrow,
every day.
Speaking of tomorrow, or maybe today, are there any truth to the rumors that you are going to Jack the Bum, and he's presenting the annual Horrific Halloween Monstrous Masquerade Ball?
Yes, I do plan to go down to Columbus, Indiana this evening and go see the Razor Ramones playing as the Misfits. And I'm also going to be there to avenge the Columbus screw job.
I see. You're going to see the Razor Ramones as the Misfits. Why would they rebrand themselves as a Misfit?
Well, it's a special Halloween tradition where bands take on the persona of other bands and do a tribute show. So this year, the Razor Ramones will be playing as the Misfits. So I'm very excited. The Razor Ramones are one of my favorite bands, and the Misfits are one of my favorite recording artists. So I'm very looking forward to seeing them.
Oh, okay. Can you tell Sean Critney that I think Sonic Youth would have been a much better band to do a Halloween cover of? Yes, Sonic Youth.
Ooh. Do you want people to fall asleep in their beer?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I could be working you, though. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, Zane, Doo-Doo Sign Guy trying to contact you via telephone, he was not able to ask you our standard question that we are required to ask on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans how you got started in this crazy business?
Well, I've always been a fan, and if you watch WCW Sin, which I believe is their second-to-last or maybe their third-to-last pay-per-view during Shane Douglas' entrance, you can see myself and my brother holding a Shane Douglas, the franchise sign very clearly. We're on there for a good five to 7 seconds. So if you check out the WWE Network and watch WCW Sin, then you can see me on there. So that proves that I'm a fan, even in the bad stuff. So I've always been a fan. And a few years ago, my good friend Rick Craig had invited me to be a co-host with him. And at that point, we were called Pro Wrestling Obsession Live. We decided to rebrand it and not do so much analysis of pro wrestling, but to focus a lot more on interviews. So we've had a bunch of great guests on there. And then after that, about a year ago, I was talking with one part of Team Bad Knees, Troy Miller, and another great guy named Chad Engel about if they would need a ring announcer for ICW, and they had said that yes, they did need a new ring announcer, so I volunteered my services for that. I had been working with ICW for a few months, and I cornered Joey Owens and said, you know, hey, I've not been to WCWO, but if you ever need somebody, I'm not too far from there. And he said, whenever I can make it to be there, and I've had a great response from their fans, so It's been a lot of fun, you know, living out part of my dream of being in professional wrestling. I'm too old to take bumps, I have fun talking with some of my favorite legendary guests and some of the up and comers, and being able to introduce those people inside of a wrestling ring.
Wow, very nice, very nice. Okay. Well, now, Sign Guy mentioned Bad Blood coming to Indiana. When you see him, can you tell him I owe him a lemon fruit pie?
A lemon fruit pie. Is that like a Hostess lemon fruit pie?
Yes.
Should I just buy him a lemon fruit pie and say it's from you, and that way you owe me a lemon fruit pie?
That'd be great. That cut down on my mailing overhead expense. Yes.
Oh, okay, I can handle that. I'm writing it down in the journal.
Well, Zane, why, you ask, do I give out fruit pies? Well, every week, or I try to post the Northwest top 9 7/8 wrestler rankings based on the wrestling I have seen, and the top number one ranked wrestler usually gets a fruit pie. And I've delivered such fruit pies to, like, JB Moonshine. I gave half a fruit pie to Paw Moonshine, and I've given several fruit pies to Buddy Highway, the Gresham Savior.
Well, it's very nice of you. Did they appreciate the fruit pies?
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. Yes.
Very nice.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, bad blood, I think he'll take the lemon fruit pie without giving you a super kick. Yes, I think you're safe.
Oh, well, I will say, hey, bad blood, and get his attention, and then toss it to him from at least 6 feet away. I've heard that if I'm within 5 feet of him, then I might get super kicked. I'm going to keep that good 6 feet at least.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. All right. Well, Zane, the Undisputed Wrestling Show has on a distinguished alumni of guests, and our guest on Turnbuckle Turmoil that has garnered the most listens was indeed Casey Carlisle with over 1,000 listens. And JD Moonshine, I believe, is up in the 800 listens. To date, what have been the top three listened to shows on the Undisputed Wrestling Show?
Well, I definitely know our top listen, and that was shortly after Mabel Viscera had passed away. We had his old tag team partner Mo on the show, and he gave us a pretty dramatic breakdown of what had happened with Mabel, and it was very touching, the tribute that he had paid to his partner and friend. So that was the biggest listen to show. Other than that, you know, I'm not sure about the number of listeners, but one of my favorite episodes was early on. We had Rockin' Robin on an episode, former WWF Ladies Champion, and WrestleMania, I believe WrestleMania 2 or WrestleMania 4. She sang America the Beautiful, which is still one of my favorite versions of that song. We had her on the episode, and then also on that same episode, we had the new Global Force Wrestling Ladies Champion, Christina Von Erie. So that was a great show for two great women on the episode.
Wow. Now, hey, those are crackerjack interviews. They'd be hard to top. I don't know about Sign Guy's most favorite guest, but one of my favorite guests we had on was B. Brian Blair of the Killer Bees. And I pointed out to B. Brian Blair that Paul McCartney once drove up to Heathrow Airport and parked his limousine right next to the airport entrance. And, of course, it was a no-parking zone. And he went in for about 30 minutes, came back down, and there were some policemen there around his limousine. But they didn't want to give him a ticket. They just asked for his autograph. And also, David Beckham recently went to the DMV in Los Angeles, and he just cut in front of like 45 people to get head-of-the-line privileges at the DMV in Los Angeles during peak hours. I told B. Brian Blair that I didn't think, due to his all he had accomplished in wrestling, that he wasn't given his front-of-the-line privileges in general life. And I made it my goal to give him front-of-the-line privileges in society. I'm going to ask you, Zane Paisley, if you will join me in trying to get B. Brian Blair head-of-the-line privileges in general life. Will you join me in my quest?
Yeah, that sounds I would give him front-of-the-line privileges. Like, I don't know if I'm authorized to do that, but if I was standing in line and I saw him walk in to get a cola or something or a burrito, I would say, hey, you're one of the Killer Bees. Do you want to come up here and chill with me? And I'd let him order before me. I might even buy his burrito.
Wow, this is very nice. Okay, this is huge. All right, very good. Man, that's good. All right, well, Zane, we were supposed to have on a Mr. Roughneck today, and of course I did my homework assignment and I watched a YouTube video entitled The Honorable RGP versus the Roughneck Muddy Waters, our guest, the Roughneck Muddy Waters. And at the 33-second mark, the announcer said that RPG, Mr. Roughneck Muddy Waters' opponent, hailed from the Chateau Country. when I heard of Chateau Country, my immediate thought was that this was a sister town or region of Grenoble, France, the home of Andre the Giant. And when I thought of Andre the Giant, I was told that he drank 101 beers at one setting. It was later reported that he had consumed more than 140 and holds the world record for a total amount of 16 gallons of beer drunk in one setting. Now, my question is, over the course of an hour and a half, can you consume 3 16-ounce Coors Lights, maybe at the Keystone Sports Review? That's my question.
3 16-ounces of Coors Light in an hour?
Yes. Can you do that?
Yeah, that'd only be, what, let me try to do my math here. That'd be, what, 54? No. What's 3 times 16?
48.
It'd be 48 ounces in an hour? Oh, yeah. Coors Light, yeah. Not an issue. That's basically like drinking water.
Wow, I don't want to ever get into a drinking contest with you.
I mean, sometimes I can sit and kill a six pack of something stronger than that while I'm doing the Undisputed Wrestling Show over 2 hours. So yeah, no, that wouldn't be that tough.
Oh, okay. Well, I immediately tap out if I ever had to do a beer pong contest with you. Yes. All right. Well, when I saw this video, the Roughneck, Muddy Waters versus the Honorable RGP, the announcer introduced him as the Honorable RGP. And when you say the Honorable with anyone's name, that means they usually have a law degree and they are serving as, let's say, for an example, the 9th District Court Judge, Law Judge. My question is, are you yourself currently working on a law degree, and were you a big fan of the sitcom Night Court with the Honorable Harry Stone?
Well, I am not currently working on a law degree, but I did recently serve jury duty for 2 days, and I was the jury foreman of the case, so that was definitely interesting. And as far as Night Court goes, yes, it was a good show. I was more of a fan of John Larroquette than of Harry Stone.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. All right. Okay. Well, Zane, last Sunday we had on our guest a wrestler by the name of Lou Crank. And I gave Mr. Crank a turnbuckle homework assignment. The assignment was to look up the YouTube video, the Don Morocco Mr. Fuji comedy team. Mr. Crank finished the homework assignment and reported back to us that he enjoyed and completed said assignment. This is first time that a wrestler has reported back to us that he or she has completed a homework assignment, and thus, I myself have set up a book called the Lou Crank Turnbuckle Turmoil Homework Assignment Binder. Would you like to receive your Turnbuckle Turmoil homework assignment, bearing in mind that if you complete the homework assignment and give us comments about what you saw, you will be our number 2 entry into the Lou Crank logbook?
Yes, that would be excellent.
Oh, this is okay, great. Okay, Zane.
Well, but first I've got to ask you a question, QT.
Okay.
What homework assignment did you give to Dave Penzer?
Oh, wow, Dave Penzer. That was a long time ago, and I forgot.
That was like two weeks ago, QT.
That was
he's
what?
He's got the same memory as Blueberry Muffin over there.
Oh, yeah. Blueberry Muffin and I have the same synapses in our brains. Yes, firing on one less cylinder. Yes.
Well, I've got issues with Dave Penzer. First off, he was great, and I try to emulate him in as many ways as possible. But I heard him trying to pipe in the Total Diva Olympian song during his
interview with you guys, and he's not the total Dave Olympian I am. So I've got heat with him. That's all I'm going to say.
Can you recall what homework assignment I gave him?
No, because I was so furious about the total Dave Olympian that I tuned the rest of it out.
I can recall it. His homework assignment was to look up on YouTube when Booker T and Goldust went to the 7-Eleven.
Oh, had Mini Dust.
Yes, Mini Dust.
Yes. As far as I know, Dave Penzer never got back to us on that.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah. And for any one of our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners looking up the Gold Dust Booker T 7-Eleven incident and also Mini Dust, it's a pretty life enriching. Yes.
So what's my homework assignment?
Your homework assignment is to look up the following YouTube clip. It's called "That's Amore: Judge Harry Stone and Bull Shannon versus the New York Connection."
Is that the one where it's Kramer and George Costanza taking on the Night Court guys?
Yes, Judge Harry Stone and Bull Shannon.
Yeah, I've seen that recently.
Somewhere in the universe, I kind of thought, boy, this is a video that Zane Paisley would appreciate, and I hope he checks out. Yes.
Do you mind if I give some spoiler alert?
Oh yes.
Okay, so if any of our listeners have not seen this, they want to fast forward 30 seconds while we discuss this. Okay, starting now. I can't believe that after they dominated the match for a good 6 minutes, that at the end, that the New York Connection came back against Harry Stone and Bull Shannon and won and made Harry Stone tap out. I did not see that swerve coming.
Wow, I particularly like the spot. Let me see now. What was it? It was. Let me see. I had it written down. Oh yeah. The drop toe hold that Bull does to Kramer at the 5:57 mark, and then the headbutt to the back. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Zane, you pretty much already did your homework assignment. If you want to comment further on this, we at Turnbuckle Turmoil will await your comments, and I will log this in our logbook. May I also suggest, for a non-homework assignment, purely for your Halloween holidays pleasure, the YouTube clip Michael Richards on Night Court.
Oh, I did not know that he had appeared on Night Court.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Okay, I will definitely check that out.
Oh, good. Very nice. Boy, okay, very good. Yeah, you'll like that. All right. Well, Zane, we also recently had on a wrestler known as Chief Little Bear, and I gave him the homework assignment to look up the Native American rock group Redbone, who had the seminal 1970s hit Come and Get Your Love. Are you familiar with the song Come and Get Your Love?
I'm vaguely familiar with that song.
All right. After you look that up on YouTube, I'd like to know if you would be willing to sing Come and Get Your Love to The Undertaker if you ever found out that you were in a Hell in a Cell match with him. That's what I want to know.
Ooh, I don't know. I'd be pretty intimidated. I don't know if I'd be able to do that in front of The Undertaker, in front of a packed house in a Hell in a Cell. I'm not sure if that would be the most appropriate song. I think maybe Why Can't We Be Friends would be more of what I would be into singing to him.
Oh, wow, nice. I'm going to mark that down. That would be a yes. Why Can't We Be Friends?
Okay.
Now, you see, I could see you singing that to Brie Bella more. Yes. Brie Bella.
Yeah. When we get Brie mode and we go to karaoke, maybe I can sing that to her.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, Zane, I asked Chief Little Bear what the bear claw on his singlet meant, And he said something like courage and bulk strength. As you know, I myself have one more match left in me, and I have recovered from my quattro thumbtack match I had in Indiana with Dave the Beast Barnett. What do you think of a sea otter with a clam on its stomach for my final match?
Oh, I think that'd be good, but the sea otter might be played out right now. Did you hear about Zooey Deschanel, what she named her daughter?
No. No, I didn't.
Her daughter's first name is Elsie, and then her middle name is Otter. So she named her daughter Elsie Otter. So it might just be played out just a little too much right now. Maybe I would suggest an owl because you're wise.
Oh, okay, maybe all right, an owl, maybe with a cap and tassel, like a graduation.
Yes, thing. That would be yes, the recently graduated owl. That would be lovely.
Well, a recently graduated owl. I'm going to have to look how they say that, how you pronounce that in the Cowlitz Indian tribe, which I am a part member of. Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, okay. Well, Zane, I think we've got just enough time for a quick round of word association. As you know, word association, I mention a person's name, and you say the first word that pops into your mind. Are you ready for a quick word association?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. Diamond Dan Garza.
Genius.
All right. Lightning Bolt Johnson.
Tough competitor. I know that was two words, but he is a tough competitor.
All right, Brett Hansen.
Brett Hansen?
Yes. Not
sure. I'm not familiar with a worker named Brett Hansen. I've got a really good friend named Brett Hansen, but he runs an orthodontic lab. He's not a wrestler, so.
All right. I'm going to put down bicuspid for that. Okay, bicuspid.
Okay.
Sean Critney.
Good guy.
Okay, good guy. All right, and at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy, and we look forward.
Well, I thought you were
going to
ask me about the rest of the Razor Ramones.
Oh no, I already know about them. Yes,
because the rest of them are bad guys.
Oh, I agree. Yes, just like Bad Blood. Yes. Oh, all right. Well, I am looking forward to marking you down as the second participant in our Lou Crank Wrestling Journal. And any further comments you can make, especially about the homework assignments I gave you, and I will turn it back over to Sign Guy.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much, QT.
No problem. Yes.
Thank you, QT. Now, Zane, coming into next week's show in Indianapolis for NWA Circle City, you're going to throw that fruit pie to Bad Blood that could leave
you exposed. That's from at least 6 feet away.
From 6 feet away, but he's lightning fast. Are you afraid he might throw in, I don't know, maybe a forearm shiver, or maybe he'll hit you with a crossbody or something when you're exposed after the toss of the pie? Because he's a sneaky bugger. Sneaky bugger.
Well, I will have to surround myself with some of the guys that I'm familiar with there, like Drew Skills. Hopefully Diamond Dan Garza will be there to protect me. Maybe Kevin Thorne will be there to protect me. So I'll wait until I have a squad going on before I throw that at him. But he shouldn't be hitting me. I'm giving him a gift from QT, so.
Yeah, but he's been known to hit people for just any reason. He just loves to hit people when they're not expecting it. Loves it. Loves, loves, loves it.
Oh, okay.
Ask Paul Moonshine. He'll tell you.
Yes. I will ask him next time I speak with him.
All right, because Paul Moonshine was horrifically abused by that man. I'm sure You saw the Sign of the Times, the Paul edition, where he went into detail what happened with Bad Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, Paul's still looking into that lawsuit. We might get a lot of cash out of that lawsuit.
Well, we hope so.
Well, we're winding up the show right now. Got just a bit of time left, so I want to give that to you. If there's anything you want to plug and promote, upcoming appearances, social medias, your merchandise, if you have any, your favorite jewelry store, whatever it might be, floor is all yours.
Oh, well, I really appreciate you guys being letting me on today. If your listeners have an opportunity to go to The Undisputed Wrestling Show weebly.com. You can check out our past guests and check out our upcoming guests. This coming Tuesday, we've got one half of the Fantastics, Bobby Fulton, on in the first hour. And then in the second hour, we've got a great independent wrestler, Officer Rod Street. We'll be on the Undisputed Wrestling Show, and they can look in our archives and see all of our past great guests. I know on the Sign Guy, on the Sign of the Times, you go down your week. So I'll just be going down a few of the things that I'm up to. Tonight I'll be going to see the Razor Ramones at Columbus Bar, aka Powerhouse Brewing Company, performing as the Misfits. Monday night I'll probably be at home watching wrestling, or on television. I'll probably be watching WWE Monday Night Raw. If I'm not watching that, I'll be watching the Walking Dead with my wife that we'll tape tonight. We'll record tonight. Tuesday, I'll be interviewing Bobby Fulton and Officer Rod Street. Wednesday, pretty free. I'll probably be checking out the Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Thursday, pretty free. Friday, I'll be at WCWO. Saturday is Halloween, so I'll be hanging out with my kids. I haven't finalized my costume yet, but I usually do something. Sunday night, November 1st, 1 week from today, NWA Circle City Wrestling. Then the next week, I'm not going to go day by day, but on Friday, November 6th, I'm going to be at WCWO at 1151 South Kentucky Avenue. I've heard that we might be having a special guest in that night. I don't know if anybody has anything to reveal to our listeners tonight about that. But and then November 7th, I'll be going as a fan to watch old wrestling in Muncie, Indiana. It looks to be a really fun show. One of my favorite guys, Marion Fontaine, puts on an awesome show where it's set in the 1920s. And another one of my favorite guys, Gregory Iron, will be there. And I believe that in this promotion, he's a heel. So I'm looking forward to seeing heel Gregory Iron that night.
Ask Gregory Iron, if you get the chance, about the time that he potatoed Karn Alexander in Corbin, Kentucky.
Okay. Now, Karn Alexander is a large individual. I'm surprised that they matched up well.
It was the first time they had ever met, just in general. It was in that match. Gregor Iron just nailed him with a shot right in the face. Right in the face.
Nice. He probably deserved it.
Possibly. It was a crazy match. A guy actually broke his leg in that match.
Oh, no.
Yes, he did, because if you're going to moonsault from the ropes to the cement floor below, you should probably look first. Just going to throw that out there to any aspiring moonsaulter. Look first, then moonsault. Don't moonsault and then look, because then it's too late. Far too late.
I would think that would be something that Leaf and Lanny Poffo would have told everybody by now. Look before you moonsault.
Apparently, Max Misery didn't get the message.
Oh, no.
He got it loud and clear when he hit that floor, and his leg snapped like a twig.
Oof.
But and Karn Alexander eats like a billy goat.
He does.
Does
that
he?
Is confirmed.
But he's so fit. How I'm surprised by that.
I can't explain it. Just an abnormal freak of science. The man can put away thousands of calories and lose weight. He said sometimes he'll just binge eat. He'll drink soda when he normally doesn't. Goes through thousands and thousands of calories, and he'll be down 5 pounds.
Yes.
I can't explain it, nor can he, but it's apparently a real thing.
Hmm.
All right. Well, Zane, thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday to be on here. We appreciate it greatly. Best of luck to you tonight as you avenge the Columbus screw job, which I witnessed. It was a real thing. There were some heated moments in that screw job. Heated moments.
Yeah, it was shocking. Shocking, to say the least. So, I don't know. I'm hopefully going to come out the victor tonight, but I'm not expecting anything. You know, I don't know what I did to the city of Columbus that they treat me so unfairly, but I will hopefully regain my rightful place tonight.
I'm just going to throw out, if you win as bad blood, that might get you the prize.
I don't have an NWA Pacific Northwest Heavyweight Championship, so that would. Plus, I'm not really good at super kicking people, so I don't know if people would get it without those two things.
That's a shame. But do you have the bandana
though?
Because he loves bandanas.
I have a few bandanas. So, but that.
And do you have
that? Will not
basketball
be...
shorts.
I believe I do.
You're partway there. There's always next year.
Okay. Next year. Maybe I'll dress up like that on a week from tonight when I see him.
That would be amazing. You could do the whole Doink the Clown mirror image thing.
But from at least 6 feet away.
I would go 7 even.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for looking out for me.
Absolutely. And also, the late Doink the Clown, also someone that would just nail you out of nowhere by just pure boredom. He'd just punch you right in the head. Right in the head.
I love the original Doink the Clown gimmick. I thought it was amazing. But then once they turned him face, that ruined the whole thing.
It really did. And I had his very last match in the Pacific Northwest.
Very nice. Now, did you ever see the four Doinks? I believe it was at a Survivor Series.
Yes, I know exactly what you were speaking of. I did see that.
Okay, because if not, I was going to assign it to you as homework. So,
I have seen that. I know of which you speak. We're running out of time today, so Zane, thanks again for joining us here. Best of luck tonight as you seek your revenge on Columbus. And I will be checking out the Undisputed Wrestling Show later in the week. Fans, you should do the same. Get out there whenever Zane's making the ring announcements. Tremendous ring announcer. Bookers, book the man if you have the opportunity. He'll help out your show. And we will talk to you next week, next Friday. 2 huge hours next Friday. We got Mike the Match Hart of the famous Hart family, as well as Darkness, whom QT's terrified to his very core of. So it should be interesting. We'll talk to you next week.